you were saying you were getting some flack. I just want to be real specific about this. You were specifically told that you weren't going to be appearing on at least one talk show. Is that correct?
It was a fairly rude, reaction, but not a big deal. Again, getting past that, I think, you know, of course, people are getting very polarized because of, you know, this polarizing effect that any war has. And, you know, I was doing an interview with the St. Petersburg Times, and I asked the interviewer why they don't call it a civil war when he actually said that he believed it was a civil war. And he said, well, we really can't. I mean, if you step out of line and you're the one source, the mainstream source that does it, you know, you're gonna feel it.
So do you think that there's you're not seeing this as necessarily an issue with the Bush administration who's cracking down on the media? You're just seeing this as sort of a self closing ranks among conservatives, maybe?
I don't think it was anything grand or anything, you know, as high as the federal level. I think it was just, you know, certain people. They just didn't like me to, you know, when, let's face it, we have free speech in this country and it's great, but also it causes us to argue, and argument is healthy as long as we keep it at the argument level.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm in the blogosphere and we never argue in the blogosphere. Excuse me, I couldn't even say that straight. We never argue in the blogosphere.
I tell you, the blogosphere is changing the media world.
I mean, well, you're right in the middle of it. So, tell me your thoughts on how the blogosphere is changing this, and especially how you see your role in changing this. I think that'd be fascinating.
You know, it's really interesting because I didn't even know what the blogosphere was until just before I went to Iraq in December 2004, when I was trying to get more information on Iraq, and I was, you know, searching the web and reading everything I could read. And I started finding all these soldiers' blogs out there, and I started reading them. And the next thing you know, I had a blog. And so, you know, and it took off, and it was enormously popular, and, you know, and it definitely affects mainstream coverage. The things that the bloggers do now sometimes drive the mainstream media. I mean, it's amazing.
Do you see how media is driven from your firsthand reports from the field?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase
that? I'm sorry, yeah, let me rephrase that. Have you seen specific examples of how mainstream media coverage has changed because of your firsthand coverage from the field?
Yes. You know, there's times, very often, for instance, when I report something, and, you know, and I'm the only writer out there, I'll notice big mainstream sources will immediately report on the same thing. Or even back here, I'm putting something up tonight about Joe Galloway and his spat with Larry DeRita. As soon as I'd written about that, a week or so ago, the Washington Times wrote about it the very next day. And, you know, it's very similar type, and they wrote very similarly, you know, to what I wrote. It's very strange how closely they're starting to watch some of the people in the blogosphere.
Well, I know Tony Blankley at the Washington Times is very, keeps a very close eye on the blogosphere, and some other medias do as well. The Washington Post actually is pretty good at keeping their eye on the blogosphere. Their main media critic, Howard Kurtz, every day has his eye on what's going on.
He interviewed me on Reliable Sources a few weeks ago, but it hasn't aired yet. He definitely watches it.
Yeah, and I think, and I've been on Reliable Sources once with Howard, and he's made numerous references to my blog, and I think he's very fair. I think he's got a point of view, but I think he's tremendously fair. I think he's one of the better media people in terms of handling the blogosphere.
Yeah, he asked very smart questions and very balanced questions. I enjoyed that interview.
Well, Michael, and I know that you have to get prepared for another interview, so I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. But thank you very much for your time tonight. And, you know, we really appreciate you going out there in the field and getting the stories. It's not a safe job to do. I think we all remember and honor Stephen Vincent's sacrifice doing this.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, he was a terrific guy and gave his life to try to tell the truth. And I think no matter what it is that you're bringing back to us, Michael, we all appreciate it. We certainly hope that you'll continue to tell us exactly the way it is, regardless of whether it's what we want to hear or not.
I appreciate that openness, and I very deeply appreciate it. And I also appreciate your inviting me on.
Well, thank you, Michael. And That was Michael Yon. You can catch his blog at michaelyon-online.com. That's michaelyon-online.com. Thank you again, Michael.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.